on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Wednesday.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. We have, I think everybody's back today, yeah?
Not everyone.
No?
So there's a few more closures and mostly delays, but it's because the amount of snow that is in different areas is affecting the schools.
Who's not here today? That's crazy. Wow. All right. Well, for those that are here, hi. It's been, am I right by saying this? This week, and I don't know if it's like the first full week of the year after the holidays.
Yeah, it is.
Or if it's like the first snow days of the year. But this week, like yesterday, I sat down, I was like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, it's only Tuesday. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is, man. All right. Very first Would You Rather Wednesday for the year. And this one's going to mess with you. After the week we've had, this one's going to mess with your psyche just a little bit, especially if you're like a weather, moody-centric person. Okay. Would You Rather Wednesday? Quick reminder how this works. They're both unfortunate answers. There's not a good choice here. But you got to choose which one of these two would you rather and tell us why, okay? So, would you rather us have 3 months of snow? And I'm talking like snow days every single day, 3 months. And then it just gets back to like normal weather.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
Or would you rather go 6 months with no sun?
Mm-hmm.
3 months snow days. So you get snow every single day. And it can vary, but it's snowing every single day. It's cold. It's snowing every single day.
Yeah.
And we're fighting it in some fashion.
Yeah.
Or zero sun for 6 months. Cloudy every single day.
I'm doing 3 months snow days just because, basing it off my brief time in Alaska.
Yeah.
With that, how that worked with the sun going down. Like, I think the sun was going down at like 2 or 3 p.m. Like, it was so, so bizarre.
Yeah.
And like, your internal clock is so messed up that I don't think I could do that. And even though it's really hard for me to like drive in the snow and all that kind of stuff, I think there's ways around that versus 6 months of no sun is like detrimental
like
to me.
6 months of cloudy days. I don't know though, man. This snow is...
Wait, are you just talking about like overcast? Are you talking about like straight up nighttime darkness?
No, like overcast.
Oh, 6 months, baby.
Yeah?
Sign me up.
So cloudy days, not one sunny day.
Yeah.
Not dark like
I thought you were talking about like darkness, like what we're having now.
Like
be specific.
This.
I was thinking about living in the darkness for 6 months. Absolutely not. No. I'm going Seattle weather for 6 months, hundo P.
No,
sign me up.
No problem?
No problemo.
I don't know. They both just mess with me so hard. Like, when I made this question up this morning, I was like, ugh, they're both so terrible. But honestly, yesterday felt so much better because the sun was out. I know
True.
It was cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, we're still dealing
and
with the
gorgeous.
Snow.
It's
you know?
Gorgeous. Yeah.
I think I would deal if I knew that I could just do 3 months and then just get back to normality. But, like, the sun would be out. I think overall I would be happier.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Maryland's early week storm brought up to 8.5 inches wow. of snow. As a result of the weather, schools announced another set of closures and delays for today. Here is a general list of public school systems impacted: Anne Arundel, Caroline, Dorchester, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Queen Anne's counties wow. will be closed today. For delays, Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, and Howard counties have a 2-hour delay. Now, some of these counties are actually listed as re-evaluation as well, so that could change throughout the morning. I posted a link that's updating throughout the morning for school closures and delays on our Facebook page, and you can find that. Just search Kramer and Jess Mix 106.5 Mornings.
I had no idea that a lot of you guys are even on delay this morning, because honestly, the roads, I don't know how they were coming out of Towson, but
yeah, a lot better this morning. I actually drove myself today.
Yeah, coming out of Columbia, they were fine this morning. Shout out, by the way, to the plow crew, because I can't imagine the last 2 days, especially what you guys walked into on Monday morning.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody really anybody that's been working behind. We shouldn't just say the plow crew, because obviously you guys were like the front men, front women doing these jobs. But anybody that's been working behind the scenes too on the snow project, thank you.
Number two.
According to the MDTA, the first steps in the reconstruction of the Key Bridge are set to begin later this week. Once the snow has melted, MDTA's Progressive Design Build team will begin their pre-construction property inspections to approximately 1,100 homes and businesses in the adjacent communities of the Key Bridge Rebuild Project area. The rebuild will be fully funded by the federal government through a $100 billion disaster relief package included in the spending bill passed by Congress on December 20th.
Number one.
It turned out that Nikki Glaser's first hosting gig for the Golden Globes will be the first of several. After earning universally positive reviews for her performance she did Sunday night, it has been announced that the comedian was rewarded with a deal that brings her back for the next 3 years. Glaser also revealed that she received $400,000 for the gig and the amount that is said to significantly increase moving forward.
Wait, 400K?
Yeah, she got 400K for Sunday, and then that's going to increase every single year. And she got a deal for 3 years after the Golden Globes.
Does that seem really high to you? Like, that seems very... I mean, for one show, that seems like really... Hi.
I also don't know. I'm not privy with like what comedians get paid, and I'm also not privy if like there's a difference, like male versus female. You know what I'm saying? So
for some reason, I thought I was under the assumption they did not get paid for those shows at all.
Oh, they had to do it for free?
I thought it was more of like an honor to host those shows.
What? No way.
I did. I really did. I thought it was something like you were kind of selected to do.
Really?
I did.
I was under the assumption for like Golden Globes and like Oscars, I assume they're getting paid out.
Maybe like if you told me $100,000, I'd be like, sure. But $400,000, I mean, I don't care who it is. That just seems like a...
She probably was like, after what happened to Joe Coy, like, you better pay me out. If I'm about to get on that stage. This is Jess, and that's your top three. Congratulations to her, by the way. She killed that.
Yep.
It was so good.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Maryland just saw its first major snowstorm of the year. The early week storm brought up about 8.5 inches of snow. And as a result, today's public school system closures include Anne Arundel, Caroline, Dorchester, Montgomery, Prince George's, and Queen Anne's counties will be closed for delays. We're looking at Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, and Howard counties have a 2-hour delay. Now, some counties are listed as re-evaluation as well. So I posted a link that's updating throughout the morning for school closure and delays information on our Facebook page and our Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Can you let us know how things are where you are as well this morning? Coming up from Columbia to Mount Washington area, things were pretty fine. What about up in Towson?
It was good. Like, I actually felt comfortable driving myself to work this morning, so that was cool. But obviously, it's like... depending on where you are in the state, I'm sure the snow that you see is very different from what we're even seeing in Mount Washington right now.
So let us know wherever you are. Text us 410-583-1065. Thank you to the plow crew. Thank you to everybody behind the scenes with the snow team, because I know it's probably been a nightmare the last couple of days.
Number two.
The Ravens announced their upcoming playoff festivities and fan events for the week ahead of the big wild card playoff game against the Steelers Saturday night. And the festivities officially kick off this morning at M&T Bank Stadium. Fans can get free Ravens logo stenciled on their cars this morning in parking lot D now until 10 a.m. Members of the Ravens cheerleaders, mascots, and the marching Ravens will also be in attendance, and fans will also have a chance to receive special giveaways.
Okay.
Why am I not there now?
Jess always gets jealous. For some reason,
they always do the cool thing in the morning, and I always miss it.
Like, why can't it be 6 p.m.? Like, I don't know why.
Dang it.
But as a non-football person, will the questionable snow affect the game on Saturday?
I don't know. I mean, the game is at 8 p.m. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so cold.
I know.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't really know how snow affects everything, you know?
I mean, no.
Number one.
They play in the snow. That's like, what you know thinking, that, right?
Right, yeah. But how much snow can be going until they finally are like, you know, I don't know.
Right. Number one.
The Blake Lively and Jason Baldoni legal battle continues. So if you have not been keeping up with the chaos between Blake Lively and Jason Baldoni, here is a quick recap. Baldoni directed and co-starred in the movie It Ends With Us. And on December 20th, Blake accused him of sexual harassment on set and then of orchestrating a retaliation against her in a smear campaign. Among other things, Blake also accused Baldoni of adding a graphic sex scene to the movie without her consent and asking her personal questions about her relationship with her husband, Ryan Reynolds. Then Lively sued Baldoni for trying to undermine her reputation for exposing his misconduct. Now, Baldoni has accused Blake of orchestrating a smear campaign against him, and he's also suing the New York Times over a story they wrote about her allegations. So now the latest situation is Baldoni's lawyers say that Blake engaged in a pattern of bullying and threats to take over the movie, and they have the evidence to prove it. They also added, quote, Blake Lively used other people to communicate those threats and bully her way to get whatever she wanted.
This whole situation has gotten insanely messy.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I believe there's probably truth on both sides to this at some level. Did you see the movie, by the way?
I didn't.
I almost wonder if you saw the movie, because like these two are going at it so hard and there seemed to have been so much tension behind the scenes. Like, how in the hell could these two have had any on-screen chemistry whatsoever?
Was that palpable?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if we sat here...
That's a good point.
Imagine if you and I were, like hated each other. And we had, like, you know, all this other nonsense going on behind the scenes. Like, imagine if we then turned on the microphones. And I'd be like, hey, Lord of Jesse. Like, some shows do it. We know some that do it. But I just can't imagine having to play romantically with somebody that, like, was... sexually harassing me.
I think I think what's unfortunate is I think that happens a lot more than we realize,
probably,
to be honest
right.
with you.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right. Some of y'all been gone the last couple of days. We've had no winners, though, so we get plenty of free gas to give out. Listen to this game, because tomorrow it could be you. Today's caller number 10. Who is this?
This is Jake.
Jake, what's up, man? You're calling number 10 today, my guy.
Hey, Jake.
Nice. That's what's up.
Jake,
I feel guilty. My daughter's not.
Yo, what's happening behind you, though? We got sirens. You good?
Yeah, no, I'm all good. I'm driving to work. I'm going to pull over now.
Okay, perfect. And you said your daughter's with you?
She is not. I said I feel guilty because she's 2 hours late. And I typically take her to school when she's with me.
Oh, no.
So
she's on delay.
Last time we called, we got the first question wrong, so it was a bust.
Yeah. Jake, remind me your daughter's name.
Her name is Claire.
Claire. Okay, well, let's say hi to Claire. Hi, Claire. We miss you. But you got to sleep in this morning, so really, you're the winner. All right, Jake, you know how this game goes. Let's remind everybody, every day we play this game, so tomorrow could be you. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Jake, you ready to play?
Let's go.
And Jake, I want you to take it slow today. We just want to get past at least the first question, okay?
Yeah, let's hope.
Okay.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, which Maryland city comes first alphabetically? Oh, it's hard today. Which Maryland city?
Pass.
Question number two, on TV, what does the E in A&E stand for?
Entertainment.
Correct. Question number three. Which sport uses the term blue line? Blue line.
Pass.
Question number four. Which animated character is a lovable green ogre who lives in a swamp?
Shrek.
Correct. Question number five. Camila Cabello is part of which pop group? Question number six. If a triangle has angles measuring 50 degrees and 60 degrees, what is the third angle? This is tough today, man. Question number seven. Which actor played Frodo Baggins in Lord of the Rings movies?
Elijah Wood.
Correct.
Question number one. Which Maryland city comes first?
That's 60 seconds. It was a hard round.
This was tough. This was tough.
It was tough today, man. I feel bad because I remember last time you did get out on the first question. And you may have had the hardest round we've had in a while, man. This is a rough round today, man. I think most people, even playing at home, I'm sure you were like, oh, my God, that was tough. It's Jake. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, it's just a win to get through, you know?
Yo.
Aw, thanks,
the positivity. Jake. The positivity, Jake. Let's go through these, though. Let's see if we can wrap these up. Jess?
So back to question number one. Which Maryland city comes first alphabetically? We were looking for Aberdeen.
Yeah, that was tough, though, man. Aberdeen. I would have said Annapolis, but it's Aberdeen.
Question number three. Which sport uses the term blue line? That is hockey, or we would have taken ice hockey as well. Mm-hmm. Question number five. Camila Cabello was part of what pop group? That is Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Harmony. Question number six. Oh, my gosh. This gave me anxiety. If a triangle has angles measuring 50 degrees and 60 degrees, what is the third angle? That answer is 70 degrees.
So I had to think about this, and I asked Charlotte, who works behind the scenes with us. She knew it. She was like, oh, yeah, it has to add up to 180. I was like, oh, I guess most people know the answer. I didn't even know that, but it's 70. And then Elijah Wood, you knew. So you know what, my guy?
Honestly, Jake, I think it's, first of all, you got through, which is amazing. And then this time you got through the round, which is really awesome. And hopefully next time Claire will be with you.
Claire's the good luck charm.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll try again tomorrow.
Do you want to say anything to Claire in case she's listening?
Claire, love you, girl. Have a great day at school. It's hump day. Two more days. Let's go.
Aww.
There you go. Best dad ever.
I'm gonna cry. That's so sweet.
All right, man. Tomorrow, 7 more questions worth $1,000 in free gas. Same time. We'll see you then, okay?
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Have a good day, Jake, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their cheesesteak. Loaded the shaved steak, sautéed onions, provolone cheese, and house-made Dashin sauce now at Dashin.
Hi, my name's Faith. I'm 13 years old from Fallston, Maryland, and my joke is, what happened to the guy in the hospital that got in a peekaboo accident?
What happened to the guy in the hospital
mm-hmm.
who got into a peekaboo accident? All right.
It's time for kid jokes.
That's a long one. That's a long setup. Hey, welcome to the very first kid jokes of 2025. Maybe you've never heard this before. And by title, I know it sounds rather elementary, you know? Like, what is this, Jess?
It's actually not as easy as you think. So your kids take over our show and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, which, you know, sounds fun. And then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's a lot harder than you think it would actually be. They're creative. And some of them, sometimes they're jokes. Sometimes they're riddles. Like, it can be confusing.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe you're a parent. This might be easier. We just challenge you, like, take on this challenge as well. What we need, though, is we need, like, if you're a funny kid, call our kid joke hotline. And you can call anytime. It doesn't have to be right now, but if you hear a funny joke, you're like, oh, yeah, this is it. 855, a little rusty for the new year. 855-KID-JOKE. 855-KID-JOKE. Call it, tell us the joke, and then we try to solve it. Okay, the joke was, what happened to the guy that got into a peekaboo accident?
This is hard. What happened to the guy who went to the hospital who got into a peekaboo accident?
Yeah.
Something about, like, maybe, like, he couldn't see.
I'm thinking like cat. I'm thinking like cast.
Peekaboo.
He couldn't.
They sent him to the ICU.
ICU.
Okay.
Peekaboo, ICU. You're on the right path, though.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Damn. 855 kid joke. You got a good joke for us today?
Hi, I'm Mackenzie. I live in Severna Park, Maryland, and my age is 8. And this is my joke. What's Michelle Obama's favorite game?
Y'all.
Mackenzie.
So specific. Okay. Y'all. It's like day 3 of snow.
Wait, did you say
Obama's favorite game?
Oh, favorite game?
What's Michelle Obama? Oh my God.
My head is like flooded with her like dating show right now.
Michelle,
so like I'm like, can't
Obama.
What's her favorite game?
What's Michelle Obama's favorite game?
What would be like, what's a game that's like serious? Battleship? You know?
I mean, there's one of two ways. It's either going to be something punny, or it's going to be like, oh no, she really enjoys playing Scrabble in her free time. Or I'm like, damn, why were you so smart with this?
It could be Scrabble. That's just like a smart person game.
Barack, paper, scissors.
Hey! Mackenzie, that was so good on delivery, my girl.
Barack, paper,
that was funny. Good job, Mackenzie. That was really funny.
855 kid joke. Wow, 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 wow.
Hi, I'm Riley, and I'm calling from Ellicott City, Maryland. My joke is, what did the coffee say to the other coffee?
What the coffee say to the other coffee? There we go. Here we go.
I love you a latte.
I love you a latte.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You're hot. You're boiling. You're boiling hot. You're steaming. You're steaming.
You're looking hot today.
You're looking hot
you're
today.
You're looking
there
hot today. Nice, Riley.
You're on path there. 855 kid joke.
Hey, my name's Catherine. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Baltimore. And my joke is, how many Ravens players does it take to change a light bulb?
Easy. Easy. How many Ravens players does it take to change a light bulb?
I'm hoping this has a nice, soft landing.
I hope it's positive.
How many Ravens players does it take to...
I don't know.
Usually, when it has the change a light bulb jokes, they don't end well.
I really
how
don't
many,
know where
how
this
many,
would go.
How many Ravens play...
Tell us, Catherine.
None, because they're all living in Pittsburgh shadow.
Catherine!
Wow. Hey, why aren't you wiping that snow off the top of your car? I don't understand your type. Why does that breed of human exist? Are you behind one of those kind of people right now? Or maybe you are that person. Oh, 'tis the season I get so annoyed right now. After this kind of snow and everybody's kind of getting back on the road, maybe it's been a couple of days since you've been in the car. Now, Jess and I have been here the last couple of days, so we've had to experience this ourselves. Jess, yesterday I was driving back home on the Beltway, and like there was that guy / woman, I don't know who it was, in front of me. And like you just see him. They've got
like inches of snow.
They've got
stacked
like
on.
6 inches on top of the SUV. And like, first off, you know that person knows they've got a whole stack of snow on top of them.
Yeah.
And like you start to see it like
move
slowly.
It's about to move.
Come off the top.
It's just like a blanket of snow.
And then like a chunk of it comes off. And I'm like, all right, first off, I'm getting out of the way. I'm not staying in this lane, getting over. But then you never know where that big old chunk's going to go. And I'll be damned if it wasn't 30 seconds later, that tundra of ice wall. It didn't hit me, but it came right on sliding on back of the SUV.
You're like, yeah!
And just poof.
In your windshield?
On top of everything. And I was like, why? Why? Now, last night, here it was. Had to make a quick Target run.
Because you don't have a thing.
A what?
Did you buy a thing?
But I ordered one because I live in a condo, so I don't have snow in the morning. And typically, there's somebody always at work that has one. But I did order one 2 days ago because I need a brush. I got to get a brush.
To get the snow off your car?
I can't be one of these people. I can't be one of these people, man.
Yeah.
But last night, I'm driving to Target down in Columbia. I'll be damned. I look up who's in front of me. The person who doesn't brush the snow off their car. And I'm like, okay, we got to talk about this. Why?
It's got to be pure laziness, right?
Is that what it is? First off, you, Jess, are you a snow brusher offer? Is it important to you? Like,
yeah.
You get outside, you see snow on top of your car. What's the first thing you're going to do?
I'm a snow brusher.
Brusher offer.
Also, I mean, I bought mine like 4 years ago. So that's why I'm a little surprised that you're bringing this up.
This is the first thing you did. You saw that. You're like, this would be rude for me to leave this.
So part of my like shopping haul when I first moved to the East Coast, because I'm from California, I literally bought a jacket, like a puffy, warm jacket that I did not own previously, and a snow brusher.
Yeah.
It was like on my like needing to get now that I'm moving across the country list.
Because you don't want to be that person. You don't want to inconvenience the person behind you. When all of a sudden you've got the tundra snowball.
Because it's scary. Like when you're on the freeway and you see a car in front of you that has like who knows how many inches of snow on the top of their car, it's almost kind of like Frogger. It's like all of us try to get out of the back because we don't want it to be us. And we're trying to avoid getting like slammed by their blanket of snow. It's scary.
So I don't know if we can get a call on this. Who are you? Is it you?
And we won't shame you too hard. It'll be a 5 out of 10 shaming. But we're just wondering, who are the people in Maryland say, you know what? I'm just going to go get in my car real quick.
It's more so curiosity.
I know that snow's up there. I know it's completely up there right now. But I'm going to inconvenience everyone else behind me and leave that snow up there. If it's you and you want to confess this morning, we're here. Hey, Sophia from Baltimore. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
You're a no snow brusher offer?
Not me, rather so my mom.
Okay, so you're calling on her behalf, right?
Yep.
Why does she do this? Why are you allowing her to do this? Can't you step in and like intervene or something?
So her being short, around like what? 5'8"?
5'8"? 5 feet. 5 feet? 5'8" is not that short. Yo, there's no excuse if you're 5'8", bro. Okay. Like that's, yeah.
Her being 5 feet, her car is a little bit taller than her, and all she has is a broom.
Wait, is she with you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Mom, can you hear us?
Yes.
Mom, hi. Wait, so you're saying that you're too short to brush it off.
Yeah, I try, but I can't reach it.
You can't
reach the broom.
Girl, we need a snow stool. We need a snow stool, a snow stepping stool for you, girl.
Not if I want to break a hip.
Yo, she's like, I'm just trying to be safe out here. Is there any level of guilt, though, when you know that, like, you've got that tundra on top of your car and you don't know where it's about to land once you hit the highway or whatever?
I do, and I do avoid also people who have high, like, trucks who can't really reach. So I do avoid trucks as well when I'm driving.
Okay.
But
most of the time, it's already have melted, so it's not a lot that goes off my car.
Okay, like, it's not that big of a deal. Get over it.
It's only 50% bad by the time.
It'll melt in time. It'll melt in time.
There you guys go. Well, thank you for calling us, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
410-583-1065. We're talking to people, obviously, that have snow on top of their car this morning. Cindy from Pikesville.
Yeah.
You are guilty of being a no-brusher offer of the snow.
I'm half guilty.
Oh, explain.
Yeah, so typically I don't take the snow off because even standing on the curb with my little broom and stuff, I can't seem to push it all the way off because I'm so short.
What?
But this one time I left it on there for so long, I didn't realize it was a sheet of ice underneath.
No.
And I went to push the brakes and the whole thing was like karma. It came falling down on my windshield and I literally had to get off out of my car to push the whole block of ice off.
Oh,
so that's a little dangerous. It kind of changed my perspective a bit.
Wait, so you're saying I'd rather that block of ice fall on somebody behind me than me myself?
I'd rather it not fall on anybody after I experienced that.
But if it has to fall on somebody, it ain't gonna be me.
But you know what? You know what, Cindy? You're not the only one that's called saying that they're too short to do it. And so now I'm looking at this from a different perspective.
Cindy, you're how tall?
Oh, thank you.
How tall are you, Cindy?
I am 5'0".
See,
that's what the last caller was. Yeah.
Maybe, okay, so here's a question. For all of us people that are irritated with people that are having snow on top of their car, should we have empathy for people that are 5'0"? Like, should we be like, hey, listen.
Then come help us shovel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe listen. We just need to help each other out a little bit.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
As a result of the weather, schools have announced another set of closures and delays for today. For closures, public school systems impacted include Anne Arundel, Caroline, Dorchester. Howard has now been added to this list. Montgomery, Prince George's, and Queen Anne's counties will all be closed today. Queen Anne's was also listed as a code blue as well. For delays, Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, and Harford counties are in the process of that two-hour delay. Some counties are listed as reevaluation as well, and I posted a link that's been updating throughout the morning, and you can find that list of closure and delays on our Facebook page or Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
Number two.
It's officially Girl Scout cookie season again, but if you are a fanatic, brace yourself because the Girl Scouts revealed that two flavors are being discontinued after this year. The 2025 cookie lineup will feature s'mores and toast yays, but they've announced that this is their final year. So if you love the s'more cookie, if you love the toast yay cookie, stock up because this is your last chance to get them. There isn't a new flavor this year, but all the other classics will be back, including Thin Mints, Samoas, a.k.a. Caramel Delights, and Tagalongs, a.k.a. Peanut Butter Patties. Now, the 2025 Girl Scout cookie season will run now through April. And if you're looking to make an order and you don't know any Girl Scouts, you can actually find info on your local troops at girlscouts.org.
It's called a what they're discontinuing?
It is the s'more cookie and then the toast yays.
Toast yays
is, yes, it's Y-A-Y-S. I've never heard of those cookies.
I don't think that even exists. Is that a thing? Has anyone had a toast yay? I've never heard that word before. Toast yay?
I mean, but when was the last time you've had a Girl Scout cookie?
It's been a long time.
Exactly. So
I also
they've added so many. They've added so many cookies.
I didn't realize that Girl Scouts cookie season lasts for 4 months.
It's forever.
That is so dangerous.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Terribly dangerous, y'all.
Number one.
It turned out that Nikki Glaser's first hosting gig for the Golden Globes will be the first of several. After earning universally positive reviews for her performance she did Sunday night, it has been announced that the comedian was rewarded with a deal that brings her back for the next 3 years. Glaser also revealed that she received $400,000 for the gig and the amount that is said to significantly increase moving forward.
Wait, 400K?
Yeah, she got 400K for Sunday, and then that's going to increase every single year. And she got a deal for 3 years after the Golden Globes.
Does that seem really high to you? Like, that seems very... I mean, for one show, that seems like really... Hi.
I also don't know. I'm not privy with like what comedians get paid. And I'm also not privy to if like there's a difference like male versus female. You know what I'm saying? So
for some reason, I thought I was under the assumption they did not get paid for those shows at all.
Oh, because they had to do it for free?
I thought it was more of like an honor to host those shows.
What? No way.
I did. I really did. I thought it was something like you were kind of selected to do.
Really?
I did.
I was under the assumption for like Golden Globes and like Oscars, I assume they're getting paid out.
Maybe like if you told me $100,000, I'd be like, sure, but $400,000. I mean, I don't care who it is. That just seems like
she probably was like, after what happened to Joe Coy, like you better pay me out. If I'm about to get on that stage. This is Jess, and that's your top three. Congratulations to her, by the way. She killed that.
Yep.
It was so good.
Is there a lie that your family told you that you believed for years? Like, and maybe this could have gone on for years. Maybe it was like a short-lived lie, but maybe some of these lies went on for years and years and years. This could have gone on to your adult life. Like, how long did you believe this family lie, Jess?
At least 9 or 10 years.
Jess was just reminiscing. How did this whole story come back up?
So when Garage Boy and I were back in California for the holidays, when we're with our family, our holidays consist of dancing, singing songs together, and just reminiscing and talking about just old family stories and all that kind of stuff. It's just kind of what we do when we're together. And as we're having Christmas dinner, a story came up of my aunt telling me that she could sing like Whitney Houston. And now, Whitney Houston is like top three favorite artists for me of all time, right?
Yeah.
Now, my Auntie Sal, I think just for me in general, you know, if a family member tells me something, I believe them.
Well, sure.
I've always been that
way.
Well,
how old were you when this...
I think I was like... 8-ish she told me.
Especially that point. You believe everything in your family.
But here's the thing, though. I've always believed them then, and for some stupid reason, I still believe them now. Now, she told me this when I'm around, like, 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
And the way she said it to me, I forget, like, how we were talking, but she was like, you know I sing like Whitney Houston, right? And I'm like, no, you don't, Auntie. And she's like, no, I can sing like Whitney Houston. And I was like, oh my God, like, can you sing for me? And she was like, oh no, like, I have to save my voice, you know? But like, I can sing like Whitney Houston. So from that day on, I like believed her, right? Now, fast forward to I leave my hometown of Stockton, California, and I move to San Diego. I am 17, 18 years old when I moved to San Diego.
So and 10 years.
And we were somewhere, and I go, well, my auntie can actually sing like Whitney Houston. And she turns and she goes, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you can sing like Whitney Houston. You told me that. Like, show them. And she was like, you still think I can sing like Whitney Houston? And I'm like, you told me that. What are you talking about? And so when we were all together for Christmas, she was retelling that story. And it's, you know, it's kind of traumatic.
And that's like not even a lie to like keep you in line. Like, you know, some parents lie to like keep their kids in line or something. Like,
no.
That wasn't even like a, what was the point?
One of my uncles literally said, like, I felt like we lied to you just because it was like, funny for us.
Okay.
Like it was more so like for their for their own entertainment.
And maybe as we get older now that like some of us are parents, maybe you understand that. Maybe it's funny for you.
But it was so like what an unnecessary thing to do to me.
I think though this might be common. Actually, over the holiday break too, I was talking to my mom. My godfather, I thought, was an astronaut. I thought he was.
Because you said that too?
He told me this because he used to collect like NASA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a kid, and I was probably maybe a little younger than you, maybe 5, 6, and he was my neighbor too. So I'd go over to his house. He'd have all this NASA stuff, and it was mostly toys and stuff, you know, just like little—
like collectibles probably.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I would go over there, and I guess he told me that he was an astronaut. So in my head, this man was always an astronaut, and I brought it up. I was like, yeah, it's crazy that Papa was an astronaut, right? And she was like, well, you know he wasn't an astronaut, right? And I was like, why did y'all tell me that? Like, what was the point? Like, it was a good story, right? Like, it made him seem so much cooler at the time. I was like, what'd he really do? They're like, he was an accountant. I was like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah.
That's like torturous, man. That's like traumatic now. Hey, Nikki from Laurel, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's the family lie that you were told?
I'm so actually so embarrassed to say this. So when I was a kid, my parents went to Canada. They came back and told me, hey, guess what? At night, they shut the falls off. For years believing this until I finally realized when I was a teenager, that they don't shut them off.
Wait, they told you they turn Niagara Falls off?
Yes, and I believe them.
it's something like some like kind of switch for the water, like on and off?
And they just shut it off.
Wait.
See, this is my okay. This is my point, and this is my point. And I think when I was like talking, when I was finding out all of these lies, my whole family was telling me for no whatever reason. I truly believe it's just for pure entertainment for them.
Did you tell people that fact? Did you run around?
No, okay. I did not. But luckily, I did not.
Thank God.
But for years, you're like, man, I wonder how hard that must be to turn all that water off. That seems really
must be terrible.
Really challenging. Terrible.
Like it's a water fountain. I'm dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Is there a family lie that you were told? Like, how long did you believe it? Mike from Baltimore. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You were told a massive lie, I would say, by your family. What was that?
Up until about 8 years old, my family told me my birthday was in May. When it's really in December.
Wait, what?
Why? Why? That's almost diabolical. Why would they tell you that?
So my birthday is December 22nd. And so when I was, I think, 2 or 1, my dad says that basically no one showed up for my birthday. No one sent any gifts. So if I got gifts, it was like clothes. So he says that he read in a magazine that parents with kids' birthdays next to holidays, they will move it to a different month. So they ended up moving my birthday and celebrating in May, but I did not know until I was 8, and then it came out in an argument with my brother. Somehow he knew, and like as a dig to me, he's just like, well, you weren't really born in May. You were born in December.
What?
So what how disturbing was that to you? Did it bother you to know that it was a complete wrong birthday, or did you understand? Because I don't know. I guess I understand your parents' motive, but
But this could have ruined your life. Here you are thinking you're maybe possibly a Gemini, but you actually could be a Capricorn and like trying to relate to different things. And if you're even into that kind of stuff, like that is extremely confusing for you.
Yeah, I mean, at 8, you didn't really think about those things, but, you know, it is what it is.
Wow.
I understand why they did it, but it was just kind of like one of those things. They had to, like, sit me down and explain it.
Wait,
you know, son.
When do you celebrate your birthday now?
December.
He's okay. Like, I'm not even sure. Who am I? I'm not sure who I am as a human anymore. Wow, that one is rough. 410-583-1065. Sarah from Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, this is dark, y'all. This one's going to be dark, but we got to kind of figure out like what was happening with this one. What did your family tell you?
So I was about 5 or 6 years old, and one of the older aunts in the family died.
Yeah.
So at the time, they told us that she died in her sleep from choking on chewing gum.
Uh-huh.
So all throughout my life, I was terrified of falling asleep with chewing gum in my mouth. A couple of years ago, we were telling stories, and I brought up the fact that it's pretty weird that she died from choking on chewing gum.
No.
But we found out that that wasn't true, and she actually overdosed.
No. She overdosed. And by the way, rest her soul. Rest her soul for 1 minute.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
We got to give her respect for a second.
But wait, did they say chewing gum to prevent you guys from doing that on purpose, or was it because they didn't want to tell you what it actually was?
I have no idea. I feel like it might have been a mix of both.
That is so wrong.
Why couldn't they just say she died in her sleep? Like, they couldn't have said she died in her sleep.
No, they used it. They used it to scare you guys.
But, like, what? Yes. Like, did you have a problem with, like, falling asleep with gum in your mouth at the time?
No.
It was like.
And now you've never chewed a piece of gum since, like, 1995.
I've
like,
been terrified. That's like, so I, wrong. I've always been like. Do not fall asleep with chewing gum because.
No, that is so wrong. Well, I mean, they did you dirty.
It's you know.
It was crazy.
No, that was wrong.
If there's any kind of legacy that your aunt's left us with, I mean, it really probably has been a good lesson. But still. I just don't know why they had to add the gum.
They didn't need to do that.
I have no idea, and it was like the relative that told us was just. Like, oh, I thought you guys knew. It's like, no.
How would I not know
idea.
That?
I'm a child.
How,
I'm
if you
five.
Didn't tell me, if you didn't
no
tell me that.
Idea.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're going to say something, maybe, like, set a reminder. Hey, let me check in 5 years to make sure that she still doesn't believe that.
iPhone reminder.
Yes. Yes.
Wrong, girl.
One more story you got to hear. Sid from Baltimore, you were told what now?
So, my dad is a karate sensei, and we all went to karate. Growing up, he wasn't our sensei. So our sensei actually went to jail and they wanted to protect us from that knowledge. So they told us that he moved to Okinawa, Japan to study karate and bring back like new techniques or whatever.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Hey, so
he to bring back the
years. Yeah, okay.
You're like, okay, year one, fair.
Sure.
Year two, maybe there's a different color belt I don't know about. Year three, I feel like something is actually really going
Something's going on. Where'd he go? Where's Sensei?
It was so crazy. So, like, one day, like, he got hurt. Like, you know, things happen in jail, right? So, like, something bad happened to him.
Yeah.
And he's talking to my brother because my brother at this point is a teenager. And he thinks, okay, he can handle this conversation. And he's like, oh, you know, so-and-so got hurt. Someone attacked him. And my brother was like, in Okinawa?
it's hard over there?
I realized, oh, shoot. Like, we still think he's in Okinawa.
How long did you guys think he was
years.
In Okinawa?
I mean, like, it was years. We didn't find out. I was probably a teenager when I found out.
They're like,
I hate that.
All this karate he's been doing, he should be able to defend himself at this point.
But
how?
Were you waiting? Were you guys excited, like thinking he was going to come back and teach you all of these new things?
Yes.
That is messed up.
And we were
up.
Also wondering, how come he hasn't visited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why is he just over there?
No postcard? No, nothing? Sensei, you left us behind like that? Wow.
And we were like a super close knit, like.
No, dojos, you're really close. You're really close.
Right.
I did karate too.
Right.
I feel for you.
Is anybody else shocked that it's 2025 and we're still about to do this?
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
I'm making a new Year's resolution to not do this bit this year.
Wait, why?
Because this was not supposed to last this long.
What do you mean?
Like, we were like, oh, I'm sure like Marylanders will like this for like 4 weeks. 4 weeks we'll do this. And this was the summer of 2020.
I feel like this is like the staple of our show.
Also,
why are you complaining when you're not even the one that has done a taste test in the last almost
Jessica,
5 years?
I have
In the last almost 5 years, you've done two?
Yeah.
Two
of the best we've ever done.
Two tests. That's it. You're crazy. You can't take it away from the fans when you're not even the one doing the hard work over here.
Not only am I summa cum laude of a broadcasting degree, but I'm also an award-winning morning show host, and I just can't believe like this is going to be our legacy. The Old Bay taste test segment is the legacy of the Kramer and Jess show. All right. Well, if y'all want it, here we go. This is what To Bay or Not To Bay is all about. Basically, how does this work, Jess?
It's a taste test segment where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on, because when we moved here over 4 years ago, we were told that you can put Old Bay on anything. So we put it on things you typically wouldn't pair it with, and we found a lot of fun, weird combos, and then we've also discovered a lot of disgusting ones, because the answer is no, you should not put Old Bay on everything.
And what are we doing today?
Today, we are doing a pear. And we're doing a pear because, in addition to longevity and immorality, pear is doubled as an ancient Chinese symbol of wealth and success. So I thought it'd be kind of a cool item, our first item of 2025 in the new year.
Yo, I love it. I love it. All right, let's try Old Bay on a pear.
I'm going to take a little bite of the pear just because, honestly, I kind of feel bad, like... I couldn't tell you the last time I had a pear.
Probably when you were a baby. I feel like babies eat pears and then we stop at age like 18 months.
Is anyone's favorite fruit a pear?
No.
I feel kind of bad. I feel like I haven't been showing the pear any love.
No, pear gets
zero. I kind
of
forgot about it.
No, literally not one human's like, I can't wait to get home and bite into a pear. And you're about to see why too.
It's
giving nasty apple.
No, but it's...
It's giving almost rotten apple.
No, it's good. It's just like the texture is different.
Right.
Okay.
All right, put some Old Bay on it. Do pears get better though?
Pears are healthy for you. Don't they have like vitamin A or something in them? No, in the skin. The skin. Pear skin is good for you.
All right, Jessica.
Educational too. Okay.
Old Bay on pear.
I don't know about this one, y'all. This is kind of weird.
No one's going to go from, I hate pears to like... favorite with Old Bay. We'll try it.
Here we go. An Old Bay pear.
No.
I don't know. Wait. No. Hang on. That's a little weird.
We're late for commercials.
Wait, that kind of works.
Why?
That's weird.
Tell me.
It's kind of like, you know, the whole tahine on mangoes vibe, how that's really, really tasty.
I do.
The Old Bay on the pear, like, that's what it's giving.
Wow.
Like, that was actually enjoyable. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I could totally cut up some pear, like, have, like, little cubes of it, put it in the fridge, have them, like, kind of cold, and put some Old Bay on it, and it would be, like, actually tasty.
Okay.
That was
surprisingly
good.
Didn't see that one coming. All right. Well, when it comes to pears... 2025, baby. Is it To Bay or Not To Bay?
Shockingly, it's actually To Bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.